And it's back to the news.
News stories have been chosen to give us all a bit of good cheer this Christmas. Proof that lovely things do happen, we've got news of a Norwich City Santa, a charity providing Christmas hampers and help to the vulnerable, and we start with that rarest of things, some good news about the media and how it can actually help people. Whatever next? John tells us how the evening news has really given some readers a boost.
Housebound people who felt abandoned and forgotten as they battled to get their booster jabs have thanked the evening news after they finally got their appointments. Leaked papers revealed that 300,000 housebound people were waiting for their third jabs. One of those was David Morgan, aged 74, who lives alone in the city and suffers with heart, lung and kidney diseases. He'd been waiting by the phone for a call about the jab, too terrified to mix with other people. In desperation, he turned to the paper as part of its We'll Sort It campaign, which aims to fix people's problems across the city. And on December the 16th, he got his jab. Mr. Morgan said, "Before he left, I asked the doctor why he came by so unexpected. He winked and said, 'The power of the press.' And then he left." He added, "I can't thank the evening news enough." Mr. Morgan is hoping to rejoin the coffee mornings in his building so he feels less alone now that he's better protected. Among the other happy housebound recipients is 95-year-old Grace Mann, who was overdue for both her flu and booster vaccine. Her daughter, Carol Stevens, said, "I was told I would have to wait until January the 10th for my mum to get her booster. But then they called again and came on Friday." And she said, "I think it all happened so fast, thanks to the stories that were in the evening news."
Hundreds of festive hampers have been put together by Norfolk charity Future Projects to help those families most in need ahead of the big day. The hampers were organised for collection and delivery at the Baseline Centre in the heart of the Marlpit housing estate, where unemployment, crime and poverty are high. A spokesman for Future Projects said the impact of the pandemic has meant that the number of people identified as being in need has skyrocketed. The hampers included all the ingredients for a Christmas lunch, complete with a turkey and all the trimmings. There are also other essential foods, such as cereals, fruit and vegetables, to keep families going over the Christmas period. And festive gifts are also included in the hampers for each child in the families to ensure they have something to smile about on the big day. And Future Projects has set up a Just Giving page to raise funds to go towards the hamper project next year.
The Norwich City Star Todd Cantwell is giving Santa Claus a run for his money this year. In a post on Twitter, Cantwell announced he was giving presents to fans with yellow and green balloons outside their houses in the Dereham area. The kind-hearted gesture received hundreds of likes and interactions on social media, with many replies full of praise for the 23-year-old. Cantwell said the giveaway lasted until Christmas Eve, and he added, "Just trying to spread some Christmas spirit."